Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us?
Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers,
and you can't hold us down.
We hold the crown for majors before us,
and though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33. And today is Friday. Another week come and gone. Friday, July the 28th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue with part two of the show that we started yesterday. We want to talk about how to jumpstart your spirit. Specifically, we're focusing on how to get unstuck. How do you get unstuck? How do you take massive action? How do you proceed in the face of adversity? How do you generate capital? Let's say you are in a place where you have a money problem. And it's interesting because everybody that I know, that I've talked to, I've never met a person who have a money problem. Now, I've met people who have a blockage. I've met people who have a lack of creativity. I've met people who are not being authentic. Those are the three things that choke money. It puts you in a position. where you're stuck. As my millionaire friend told me, never borrow money. Create it. So we need to think about how do we jumpstart this creative process that unleashes or removes the blockage so that way you can flow. Because if you flow, you know. So the more you know, the easier the flow. And so most people have a knowledge problem. Let me give an example. So today, the AC guys, there was a drip in my AC. It's been really hot in Texas. So I noticed water was dripping out of the, not out of the primary valve, but out of the excess valve. And water should not come out of that. And then I also noticed that the house wasn't as cool as it usually is. So the AC guy came out. Soon as the AC guy took out the filter, bam, he immediately knew what the problem was. 5 minutes later, problem was solved. Now, I've had the problem for over a month. The problem I had was solved by someone else that has knowledge in his space in less than 5 minutes. So someone who was knowledgeable solved the problem that I've had for a long time, and they solved this problem in less than 5 minutes. So I want you to think about, now remember this example. Now I can think about a plethora of other examples. Another one, vehicle. I had a problem with the vehicle, took it to the mechanic. I told the mechanic what was going on with the vehicle. The mechanic diagnosed the vehicle without putting it on the machine or nothing. Knew exactly what was wrong with the vehicle, fixed the vehicle less than 5 minutes. You may go to the doctor. A doctor, you got a problem. Now remember, you have a problem. But then you go to somebody else and they don't have that problem. Why is that? Can somebody please break that down for me? What are problems? What are problems? Can you explain to me what is a problem? Because a problem that exists for you, like I said, the AC guys came to my house this morning. Now my AC is pumping. And all the guy did, this was crazy, he had a air pressure thing. He blew it into my valve, and out came a bunch of, it looked like gray oatmeal, for lack of a better term. It came out. And all of the water, the flow, the backup, the condensation, everything was gone. 5 minutes. Now, less than 5 minutes, a problem that I had for 2 months is gone in less than 5 minutes. So you got a financial problem? You ain't got no financial problem. You got a health problem? You ain't got no health problem. You got a knowledge problem? You don't got a knowledge problem. You got a relationship problem? Nah, you ain't got no relationship problem. What problem you do have is that you're not an expert in that space. We got to jump start. We got to get you unstuck, because the problem means that you're stuck. And the way that you get unstuck is you find somebody who is not stuck and you tell them why you're stuck. Now, most people, like I didn't know why I was stuck. When my car wasn't working, I didn't know why it wasn't working. I just knew that it wasn't working. So I told the person the symptoms, and they immediately knew what to do to get me unstuck. So we talked about 5 things on the last show. Today we want to talk about the next 5 things to get you unstuck. Because you have to become an expert in the areas of wealth, wisdom, and relationship. But the only reason or the only expertise you need is one. And what is that? That is the ability to change your perspective. The ability to ask the right question. See, the only reason that problems exist, because wrong problems or wrong questions give you the wrong answers. See, the only reason that you have a money problem is because you're asking the wrong question. Most people I know, they want to borrow money. They're like I did. So that doesn't solve the problem. Most people, they want to, again, put a Band-Aid on it. That doesn't solve the problem. See, you have to create more than you spend. That solves the problem. And so you don't have a money problem. You have a currency problem. And a currency is a thought. So a thought is a creativity. So something is stifling your creativity. So when you remove the creativity problem you got, your money problem goes away. Let me give you an example. So I had a money problem. So I had more bills than money. And so, again, I thought, why do I have a money problem? And I didn't have the luxury of going out and hiring no fancy guru, but I had a connection with the Pleroma. I had a connection with God, and I still got that connection. So I said, God, you said that you have given me everything that I need for life and godliness. You said in your word that you wish above all things that I prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers. You said that the lilies of the field, they neither sow nor reap, and you take care of them. How much more will you take care of me? You said in your word that I've been young, now I'm old. And I have. I've been young, now I am old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So, and then I told God, you said, now see, this is how me and God talk. I don't know what y'all do, but this is what I do. I throw God's word back in his face. Because he says he honors his word. I said, God, you said that you honor your word above your own name. So you got the name of God, but I got the word of God. So the word of God, now the word is a spoken thought. So I got the thoughts of God. And so God's thoughts, he says, my thoughts are to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. I said, hold up, God, because I can ask or think some very big stuff. And so the God that I serve, I don't know about the one that you serve, but the God that I serve says, bring it on, homie. So I did. And God said, you know what? You got a marketing problem. I said, what do you mean, God? Well, you got to find people that are willing. You got to find people that are able. You got to find people that are capable. See, the people that you're marketing to, they like you. Was. So you want to help people that were like you. So you want to help primarily African-American people? Yes, God. You want to help people that was in the church, that was bound by tradition, and you want to get them out of that tradition so that they can be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. Absolutely, Father, that's what I want to do. And because everybody that's in tradition, they love their tradition more than they love me. Because that's what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. God says that I will send you a strong delusion. Why, God? Because of aletheia. What is aletheia? The word aletheia again means love. God said that he will send you a strong delusion if you do not have this, the love of the truth, not a love, the love, and not a truth, the truth. So you got to have that. So if you don't have that, God sends you a strong delusion. And so most people I know, they don't have that. That's why they have a strong delusion. So to jumpstart your spirit, brothers, to jumpstart your spirit, sisters, to be able to get unstuck, you have to take massive action. How do you take massive action? Number one, know God yourself. Number two, know your payoff, your carrot. Number three, change your thoughts. Number four, monitor your feelings. Number five, take massive actions. Now let's break these five down for today by reviewing the five that we talked about yesterday before we break these down. So yesterday we said, number one, in order to jumpstart your spirit, in order to get unstuck, in order to take massive action, you have to do something that you've never done in order to get something that you've never had. And so in order to do something that you've never done, you got to think thoughts that you've never thought. Let me say that again. In order to do something that you've never done, you got to think thoughts that you've never thought. So the first thing that you got to do is change your perspective. And so by changing your perspective, that changes your intention. And then when you change your intention, that changes your unconscious thoughts, the ones that you don't know about. That's called, this is how you pray without ceasing. Your brain never turns off. It is sending out a frequency. It's called your vibe. It's called your aura. It's called your chi. It's called your prana. So your astral body, that's how I know you. So you send me a picture, I can look at anybody's picture and I can immediately tell if that's a good person or a bad person for me, immediately. So that's called praying up without ceasing. That's your spiritual ID card. And so you can't, that doesn't lie. You can hide everything, but you can't hide your spirit. That's the real you. That's when you're naked. That's number three. So you got to understand what that is, because that's based upon your intentions, which is based upon your thoughts or your perspective. So that, excuse me, that brings me to number four that we talked about yesterday, which is create on purpose. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. On purpose, create your environment. On purpose. Don't let the blue man, the white man, the green man, the short man, the tall man create your environment. You create your own environment. Okay, Doc, how do you do that? Those first three steps. That's how you create your environment. What do you do? Right now, your environment, you got to change it. So what did I do to change my environment? I changed my perspective. I said this, Father, I want a mindset that says, I want to work with people that are willing. They love me and I love them. They are capable. I'm capable and they're capable. And they are able. I'm able and they're able. I put that thought in my brain. Now I'm drawing those people into my life. That's it. People tell me, Doc, Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. I'm in this place. I'm in that place. This is hard, brother. Let me tell you the secret to life. Know your God. Know yourself. Let me say it again because I think you missed it. Let me tell you the secret to life is to change your perspective. In other words, don't change your perspective to mine or somebody else's. Change your perspective to yours. In other words, what curls your toes? See, the thing that curls my toes is different from the thing that curls your toes. So I'm a professional toe curler. I teach toe curling techniques. So let me give you a technique that will curl your toes. That is, you create your own environment by creating your thoughts. So right now, you got an environment that you got more bills than money. Change it. How do we change it, Doc? By saying, I have more money than bills. Period. That's it. So every day, all day, you pray without ceasing. How do we do that, Doc? Maintain your thoughts. How do you do that, Doc? Be aware of your thoughts. Now, you're aware of the basketball wives. You're aware of the Dallas Cowboys. You're aware of, Hoochie Mama 101, that porn site that you go to every night. You're aware of all this other bullshitness, but you're not aware of your thoughts? Yeah, come on, dog. Come on, man. Let's stop playing. Let's stop playing, which takes me to number five, know thyself. What am I aware of? I'm aware of my strengths and my weaknesses, specifically my strengths. Well, Brother Will, I was with you, homie, but you lost me. Okay, let me go back and pick you up. Number one, I'm going to change my perspective. To what? My strengths. What are my strengths? Oh, I read my Dear Kinnear report. I'm a 6, and I'm a 33. So I have something that is innate. Nobody on earth got what I got. Even other people that are 6s and 33s, they wasn't born in the same place I was born. And even if they're 6 and they're 33, they was not born at the same time that I was born. Even if they are 6 and they're 33 and they're born at the same place at the exact same time, they ain't got the damn same blood that I got. But just by happenstance, they happen to be born at the same place, born at the same time, born with the same blood. Them suckers ain't got my name. But let's say by a stretch of imagination, they got the exact same name as me. They got the exact same birth date as me. They got the exact same time of birth as me. They got the exact same blood type as me. Let's say by some strange stretch of the imagination, they got all of that. So wouldn't they be a carbon copy of me? Because they don't have the same life experiences as me with the same perspective as me. Now, me and my 5 brothers, now there's a total of 13 in my family. But the other brother and sister was older. So when Sister X came around, they left. They were like, I ain't going. They was too big. So she was like, okay, we ain't going to mess with them. Plus, they got different daddy than me. So their father didn't say, hey, y'all come over with me. Y'all ain't got to go. So they didn't go. My dad was nowhere around. So we had to go. So my stepbrothers and sisters, they didn't go with us. But all of my same biological brothers, we all went. But guess what? My brother, who's 1 year older than me, had the exact same experiences as me. But guess what? You could talk to him right now and he'll say, well, that's not really what happened. I think my brother may be exaggerating a little bit. That fool was there when I was getting beat. In fact, his ass got beat more than me because when I got in trouble, they beat him. And this dude will tell you, because we've talked, and he said, well, it wasn't that bad. Really? What the hell was you at? See, we went through the same events, but his perspective is different from mine. See, that's the dog that hunts right there. Your perspective, your perception is your reality. So just because two people go through the same visit, now I was a cop, I would get to the scene, there would be 10 witnesses, and I would say witness number one, sir, could you please tell me what you just saw, what happened here at the scene? Well, the dude came outside, man, and he grabbed the gun, and he okay, what gun was it? Oh, man, I think it was a 9mm. What do you know what kind of model? Oh, I think it was a Glock 9, man. He got the gun, he picked up. Oh, thank you very much, sir. I go to witness number two. Witness number two, can you see me? Well, the dude came outside. Okay, did he have a gun? No, he didn't have a gun. He didn't. So what happened? He came outside and he picked the gun up off the ground. Okay, thank you, sir. I go to witness number three. Witness number three, the dude came out with a baseball bat. Oh, he had a baseball bat. Yeah, he had a baseball bat. Hit the dude in the head, so he dead. There was no gun. No gun, sir. I could go to, which I did when I was a cop, I would go to a scene and I would interview 10 people and I get 10 freaking different descriptions of the same crime. Because your perception is your reality. So you're living in a world, no two worlds are the same. I don't know if you understood what I just said. This is how you jumpstart. See, only you can jumpstart your world. I can't jumpstart it because I'm not in it. I'm not in your world, homie. I'm not in your head. Me and you can look at the exact same thing and you see purple and I see blue. But we both look at the same thing. So number one, your perspective is your reality. Change it. What am I changing it to, Doc? I'm changing it to step number five, my strengths. Whatever they are, according to my Dear Kenny report. So, again, from yesterday, number one, your perception is off. Why? Because right now, you got a money problem. Now, you got money, but you want more of it. Okay, good. You got a health problem. Now, you in pristine health, but, you know, you want them abs back. You want that six-pack. Okay, bam, we got you covered, homie. Now, you got some wisdom. You know a little something, but you want to know about what I'm getting ready to talk about in my next series. You want to know about the gin. You want to know about the fire god. Now, we already broke down the blood god, but now we need to break down the fire god. What is a fire god, Brother Will? Yeah, we're going to break down the fire god. There's fire beings. Do you know you might be a fire being? Do you know the fire beings hide in the blood? So right now, you may have fire in your blood. You ever seen, they're usually redhead. They're usually Irish. And they say, man, them dudes got fire in their blood. Or you ever seen these females? And they say, oh, yeah, she's a fiery redhead. Where did that term come from? Fiery redhead. They got fire in their blood, homie. The gin hide in the blood. So I got to break it down, homie, because you got fire in your blood and you don't know. So you walking around here freaking want to jump on everybody. Why? You got gins in your blood, homie. You need to decide to keep them and make them suckers work for you because right now you working for them. But you've never heard of the fire god, so you don't know. Just like I did not know that my AC wasn't popping the way that it should because the line was backed up and I was using the wrong filter. And so the dude came in this morning and in 5 minutes solved the problem that I had for 2 months. Are you serious? Yeah, that's the same problem you got. So you got a wealth problem. I can solve your wealth problem in 5 minutes. 5 minutes and I can solve your problem. Same way I solved mine. So the same thing I'm doing right now, I got people paying me $5,000 a month for the same thing that I used to get people to pay me $100 a month. What's the difference? What changed? Me. I woke the hell up. And I want you to wake up because you need some smelling salt. I did. Well, I needed some. I don't know about you, but I did. So the smelling salt I got was I changed my perspective. And I said, hey, you know what? I'm worth more than $100 an hour. Thank you very much. Some people going to look at me and say, Doc, you smoking crack, homie. I ain't paying your little ass no $100. Thank you. Next. So I ain't for everybody, but the people I am for, I'm going to change their lives. Because guess what? I'm willing to die to change your life. And so my commitment to excellence is none. See, a lot of people that are smarter than me, a lot of people that are better looking than me, a lot of people got more money than me, but there ain't nobody that's going to outwork me in my space. Come on in and try it if you like, homie. Let's go on the treadmill. Let's see if you can outrun me. Come on. Let's go to the gym. See if you can outlift me. Let's get into my space and see if you can outteach me. Get into my space, homie, and see if you can outresearch me. Can you write a book on one word? Can you write a 400-page book on one word? I don't think so. If you do, call me. Let's check it out. Let's try it. Let's see if you can do more shows than me, homie. Let's try it out. Let's pimp the game. Let's see if you can get more gnosis, if you're more creative than me. Homie, let's try it. I'm taking all comers. Can't nobody outwork me, man. Nobody. Male, female, demon, angel. Nobody can outwork me in my space. long as I stay in my lane, I'm God in my space. Ain't nobody better than me in my space. So guess what? Like the AC dude who came to my house today, he's master of his space. The dude was telling me he got freaking contract all over the city, freaking Methodist Hospital, the Walmart. The dude is just busy nonstop, making more money. He's making it rain. Got freaking money falling. He's making so much money, he don't know what to do with it. Why? He mastered his space. How did he do it? Number one, changed his perspective. His perspective says, I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I'm in a great relationship. He just decided. Number two, that set his intention. So every day he wake up and he says, I am the AC God. And he goes out and he does it. Me, I wake up and I said, I am the didactic God on earth. I am God's representative, homie. When God says I need a didactic teacher to build people's spirits and houses on earth, my dad ejaculated into my mom's womb and poof, I was freaking born on September the 15th of a certain year that I shall not disclose. That's confidential. You do not have a need to know. I'm just playing. But I was born. Why? Because I got a freaking purpose. And so now I'm in my space, so every day I pray without ceasing. How do you do that, Brother Will? Just think about what you're designed to do. That is how you do number four. You master your environment. You establish a motivated abilities environment. You create one or you go where one is. Now, this is big. That means some people need an environment that's cluttered. Some people need an environment that's hot. Some people need an environment that's tropical. Some people need an environment that's a winter. Some people need an environment that's cold. Some people need an environment that's clean. Some people need an environment that's organized. Some people need an environment where there's music playing in the background while they work. Some people need an environment where you can hear crickets. You hear those crickets? Everybody's environment is different. You need to create your environment. Let me say it again. You, not the reverend, not the doctor, not the bishop, not Jim Bob, not the white man or the blue man, not the wife, not the husband. You, homeboy, you, homegirl, you need to create your own environment. Then that brings me to number five. You need to know yourself. That means your diakonia. What are your strengths? Can you tell me what you are good at right now? Go. Can you tell me 10 things that you do that I can't do? Can you tell me 10 things that you can do that nobody on earth can do? Not even 10, just one. Can you just tell me one thing? You know what I can do that nobody else can do? Nobody can do this on earth. Nobody can do what I do. What do I do? I'm an etymologist. I'm a truthologist. I'm a researchologist. All this other stuff I do is just an offshoot of that. What do I do that nobody can do? I can trace back words to their source and find their true etymology, and then that helps me to create that world that was originally designed. Right now, we got watered down worlds because we got watered down words. Since the words have no meaning, the world has no meaning. So my job is to find the real word so I can create the real world so it can be authentic. That's your job. That's how you get unstuck. So those are the five things that I said. Number one, change your perspective. Number two, know and set your intention. Number three, pray without ceasing. Number four, create and master your own environment. Number five, know thyself. Know your strengths. You already know your weaknesses. They're visible every day. You already know. You already know your weaknesses. So focus on your strengths. Number five, focus on your strengths. Number five, focus on your strengths. Find them and don't tell me what, Brother Will. Man, you know, Brother Will, devil whooping my aspirators, brother. I'm having a hard time, brother. This life is not okay. We understand that, brother. What did you do anything? Did you do anything right this week? Can you tell me one thing? Well, yeah, I ain't got nothing good going in my life, brother. Oh, okay, yeah, we need to talk. Because I know the devil's busy, but he ain't that busy. I know there's something you did. If you just did one thing, and you say, brother, that's nothing. Okay, what about in the past? Did you win a spelling bee in elementary school? Did you ever run a race? Did you help an old lady cross the street? Is there anything in your life that you've ever done right? Just one. Well, yes, brother, I remember one. Okay, thank you. Let's focus on that. Spend all your time focus on that one thing that you did right when you was three. And guess what? You're going to draw more things that you do that you can do right. You got to have an attitude of gratitude. You got to focus on the positive, bump the negative. You got bills. So what? Why are you walking around every day talking about your bills? But brother, my light bill is going to be due in 2 weeks. Two weeks? Man, you may not even be here in 2 weeks. How about we focus on how do you make money to pay that bill? Well, I do got a job. Yes. Let's focus on that, brother. How's your job? Let's go to work early. Let's actually stay late. How about you volunteer for some extra hours? How about we focus on the solution and not the problem? Let's focus on the positive and not the negative. Let's be an optimistic instead of a pessimist. Let's see the glass half full instead of the glass half empty. Can we do that, please? Can we focus on that? Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's try that out. Try that out for one day. Try focusing on your strengths instead of your weaknesses. Try focusing on your money instead of your bills. Try focusing on the positive instead of the negative. Guess what happens? Bam! You're going to jumpstart your life. Guaranteed. And then let's break down the big five. Let's blow some cookies. Y'all ready to get y'all toes curled? Take your shoes off because y'all toes are getting ready to curl. You ain't going to be able to wear no shoes once your toes curled up, homie. You know what I'm saying? I'm just messing with y'all. Okay, number one. Know your God self. Now, normally I would say know your God. But I know I'm talking to some very learned individuals. So I'm going to talk about know your God self. Because God downloaded the offspark inside of you. So God decided to put a computer chip. He put in what he called his operating system. He downloaded it into your skull. The Bible says that every man has a measure, or every man has the measure of faith. Now, I know that may be contrary to your theology, but I'm going to take the universe's word over yours. I like you. I think you're good people. However, I'm just going to side with the universe because the universe, like, pays my bills. We hang out. You know, the universe has been good to me. You're all right, but the universe, yeah, I'm going to go with the universe. So the universe says that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. The universe says, what is this treasure? Christ, the Christos in you, the hope of glory. Now, last night, we broke down that word Christ. You know, I love breaking it down. I've broken down that word a plethora of times in many different angles. Last night, we broke down that word in the Greek. You should break it down in Hebrew. It's a cookie blower. So last night, we broke down five words. Now, again, this is what's in you. This is number one. You got to know this. Number one, know your God self. Who is your God self? That means God. Know God. Now, God is good, old-fashioned discipline. G, good. O, old. D, discipline. But Brother Will, you know, that's some new age colloquialism, homie. I'm going to need some scriptures. Okay, we got you covered out. Scripturally, God, Christ, is this. Number one, the first Greek word is Christos. Underneath that word is a Greek word, cryo. Underneath that word is another Greek word, cryomai. Underneath that, another that is another Greek word, which higher, C-H-I-E-I-R, and another Greek word, chasma or charisma. So we got to reverse it. So it's Christos, cryer, cryomai, higher, and charisma or chasma. So the first word in reverse is chasma or charisma, which is similar to charisma. That means gulf. That means a great divide. So there is a great divide. Second word means help or agency. So there is a great divide that you need help from an agency. The third word means to recover, to borrow, or to receive a loan. So there's a great divide, but you need help or an agency to recover. So we're going to give you a loan. So are we going to let you borrow? We're going to let you borrow something. What are we going to borrow? The fourth Greek word says separated, consecrated to an office. So there's a big gap between you and God. You need help. So the Morningstar Administration is the agency that's going to give you a loan so that way you can borrow it. It's an office. This office consecrates or sets you apart from everybody else as long as you're in that office. Office gives you something called anointing or an anointed. The office anoints you, homie. The office anoints you, homie. I don't know if you understand what I just said. Let me say it again. the messianic office. Your power comes from the office. The office is your diakonia. It's your purpose. It's the reason that you're on this planet. Net. As long as you're in that office, you got the power to fulfill it. The moment you step outside of the office, you're not so good. The AC dude, now, he was a little skinny dude. Now, he was king of the AC world. Put his behind in the MMA fight. I think he'd probably get his ass whooped if he was an MMA fighter. Why? He's an AC dude. Now, he knows a lot about air conditioning, but I don't think he's a good MMA fighter. Now, I could be wrong. He might fold you up into a pretzel, but he just don't look it. He don't look the part. Now, take me for an example. Now, I'm a truthologist. I'm a researchologist. I'm a didactic teacher. So put me on top of a roof in August in Texas. Now, I'm not a good roofer. I'm going to tell you because how did I know? I actually had a job as a roofer. I lasted about a week. They put me in a warehouse. That worked for me. But you ever been on top of a roof in Texas in August? Yeah, it's about 100 plus, bruh. And you smell that tar. I got lightheaded, and I almost fell off the roof. All in Spanish, dude was like, they're basically saying, get his ass down. He don't know what he's doing. Get up, blah, blah, blah. And they said, yeah, you're not a roofer. You think? But give me a book. Give me some words. Come back in a week. I have a 400-page book for you. Because that's my space. That's my office. So you need to know that. Number one. To getting unstuck and taking massive action, you need to know your office. Oh, well, Brother Will, what happened was, I don't know my office. You think? Now, I worked in the prison system for a long time. Never met a man in prison who knew his office. We call it purpose. I call it diakonia. Where purpose is not known, people will hit you in the head in baseball back and take your money. Where purpose is not known, people will jog behind you after they jogging, jump on you, throw you in your bushes, and take your nunu, women. Where purpose is not known, people will lie. They'll steal. They'll do all manner of mayhem. See, we live in a world where everybody don't know their purpose. That's why we have crime. See, purpose destroys chaos. But where purpose is not known, booyah, we got this reality. So the only thing that people need more so than, in my humble 2-cent opinion, now remember, it's only 2 cents. People need God more than purpose. Because see, when you find purpose, you automatically find person. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. The way I found the big G was finding the purpose that the big G gave me. So when I found my purpose, I realized that, okay, somebody designed me. I was born. Like, it's so easy. People ask me all the time, Brother Will, can I get your notes? Dude, I don't got no notes. So when you start the show, like I did yesterday, I scheduled the show yesterday at like 11:55. I had no idea what I was going to talk about. Then a thought dropped down in my head. Hey, talk about this. And then I did. And then I was like, okay, what did I do to jumpstart my spirit? And then I said, oh, yeah. I remember I changed the way I thought. Then I remember I said that, you know what? I'm thinking something, but there's something underneath my thoughts that is actually made. Because I'm thinking good thoughts, but I'm doing bad things. Why is that? Okay, I got an unconscious brain. It's called a reptile. The reptile brain acts on instinct. It doesn't act on thoughts. Thoughts come to change the reptile brain. So therefore, don't focus on your thoughts or what you're thinking. Focus on what you're thinking about while you're thinking. Okay, what? Say that again. Okay, while I'm talking, you're thinking about lunch. While I'm talking, right now, I'm talking right now. What are you thinking about? You're thinking about something totally different. Now, you may be thinking about what I'm saying. You may be actively listening because I'm talking about it now and I called you out. But if I hadn't called you out, you'd be like, damn, Doc's been talking for 30 minutes. He ain't said nothing yet. He's just repeating what the shit he said yesterday. Come on, Doc. That's what you're saying. But that's what you're going to get because you get what you think about while you're thinking. You get what you're thinking about while you're praying. You don't get what you pray. You get what you think about while you're praying. See, you don't remember what you read. You remember what you think about while you're reading. So if you don't understand your unconscious brain, dog don't hunt. You got to know that. You have to know that. Number one, to taking massive action. Now, everybody I know what to do. At least most everybody I know. But they can't take action. They scarred. there's something like, I'm gonna go. It's like a dude, you ever see that, you know, men, y'all remember, you see that fine chick at the club, and you're like, damn, I'm gonna get them digits. And you be like, you get ready to talk to her, you walk up there, and you just keep walking. Y'all remember? Y'all remember? J Money, you remember back in the day, bro, when you was at the club, homie, and you was like, you know, you had it going on, but then it was time, it was showtime, and you like, zoop, you fizzled out. Yeah, you remember, bro. Y'all remember? Why can't we take action? We get all worked up, but then it's time to take action, and you know, number one, we don't know our office. Now, somebody say, Brother Will, I need you to break down this word for me. And here is the internet, and here is a world-class computer that got the latest, greatest quantum chip that does umpteen configurations in, you know, 0.... seconds. And here is the word gen. And I need you to do a show on gen tomorrow. I said, dude, I can do the show on gen right now. Yeah, but don't you need to do, just give me, where do I speak at? Because while I'm talking about it, I'm going to be typing in the word gen. Now, again, I don't have, there's no inertia. I take massive action immediately. Why? Space. Take me to the gym. Give me a client that's 600 pounds and tell me, Brother Will, I need you to take this client. You got 30 days to whip this client into shape. I'm going to ask the client one thing. Are you willing? To do what I ask you to do? Are you willing to do what I ask you to do? If that client says, sir, whatever you tell me to do, I am willing to do it. Okay, sir, where I sign it? I guarantee you, come back in 30 days, this client will be in shape. Guaranteed. Why? Why don't I think about it? Why do I not need to ponder it? Why do I not need to call my wife? Why do I not need nobody? Because that's my space. I know that. I don't believe in it. I didn't read about it. I don't have no invisible guard out there that I ain't never seen, don't know. Homie, I know this. Why? I got something called experience. I've done it at least 30 times. I've lost 30 pounds in 30 days at least 30 times, at least, minimum. So if you ask me to do it, you think I'm going to think about it? You mean to tell me you're going to pay me to do it? Dude, you my new best friend. So I got people that say, Brother Will, I will pay you if you can answer this spiritual question. What? So let me get this right. You're going to pay me to just tell you what a gen is and fire bin, what your blood type is? So you're going to pay me to tell you your purpose? Okay, where I sign up at? Because I found my purpose. And I know it works because I'm doing it right now. I'm shy, Brother Will. And, you know, I want to be a man or a woman of God, but, you know, I don't know what to do, brother. Really? So you got any money? Now, I used to help people for free. And then I read something, scripture that says, don't offer up to God anything that not have cost you anything. Then I read the scripture about the talents. And there was this dude, he had a talent. And this other dude had a talent. And this other dude had a talent. One dude buried his talent. Another dude basically gave back the talent, same. He didn't lose it. He didn't increase it. He just gave it back. But this other dude, one dude, he took the talent and he multiplied that talent. Craziest thing, the universe said, I like that dude. The dude that buried his talent, we don't like that dude. The dude that kept his talent the same, we don't like that dude. So if you're doing the same business that you've been doing for the last 30 days, the universe don't like you. If you ain't doing nothing but watching TV and eating Captain Crunch cereal, the universe really don't like you. But if you got up this morning and you took that the little energy that you got and you went somewhere and in exchange for your time, they gave you back some dollars. If you are some kind of way maximizing your talent or multiplying your talent, the universe likes you. The universe likes a cheerful giver. The universe doesn't care how much you give. Because the universe says, hey, whatever degree that you give to me, I'm going to give back to you. So I said, hold up, universe. Let me get this right. So whatever degree that I give, that same degree is going to be given back? Woo-wee! Are you serious? So if I work harder than the other dude, I get more back. So if I create more value, I get more money. The universe says, yes, my child, thou hast spoken correctly. What? Dude, I start creating value. I start writing books. I got 50 of them. I'm still writing them. Working on the Blood God book right now. Why? I want to create great value. Why? I get great money. That's how the universe works. So the more you pay me, the more you get from me. The less you pay me, people want deals. Brother Will, can I get a deal? Sure. That means you ain't going to learn nothing. It's okay. Little investment, little return. But I figured out the game. My millionaire friend told me, brother, only work with premium clients. Now, he's a multi-millionaire. I said, dude, how you get to be a millionaire? That's what he told me. I don't do no payment plans. What? So you don't help people that, you know, that can't? No. Because they ain't got no money problem. They got, notice the people ain't got no money. They got cars. They got a nice house. They got pets. They got shoes. They got clothing. But they don't got no money to pay you. Because they see more value in their pet than they do you. They see more value in their car than they see you. They will pay for that, but they're not going to pay you. So if you're hanging out with them people, you get what you deserve. Okay, you ain't got to tell me twice, homie. I don't spend time with peasants no more. Now, I used to. I like peasants because I used to be one. So my heart goes out to peasants. However, I grows now, Mazza. I was young, dumb, and stupid for a long time. I'm not young. Damn, sure ain't dumb. And I'm punching the throat if you call me stupid. So I'm not that dude no more. That's why I talk the way I talk now. Because, see, I used to talk nice because I thought I needed people. So I didn't want to piss nobody off because I say, you know, hey, I need that guy or that girl. Now, I spoke to the master. I spoke to the masters of space. Millionaires are millionaires because they understand shizness that you and I don't. So I talk to millionaires. And all my millionaires buddies, it's crazy. Because all of them said the exact same thing to me at different states. They said, dude, you don't see no worth and value in yourself. That's why you're hanging out with peasants. Millionaires don't hang out with non-millionaires. They don't hang out with peasants. Because why? Peasants, unfortunately, have a lack of something called priestly character. The reason a peasant is a peasant, because he's not a priest. Don't tell nobody I told you. But when you start to do number two, number one, know your God self. Number two, know your God payoff. See, God got a carrot for you. God has something that chink, curl your toes. But unfortunately, you don't think you're worth it. See, this is how I know. Oh, man, Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, I used to, trust me, I came from a place that none of y'all been. I already know. Yeah, Brother Will, you can't say that, dog. You don't know me, homie. You don't know me like that, brother. You don't know me. Yeah, trust me, dog. I don't think you want to go where I've been. I came from a dark place, brother. Dark. I'm talking about devils and devils. So if you've seen a man turn into a Bobbito, first of all, do you know what a Bobbito is? Have you been in those seances as a kid, and you walked around in circles and sprinkled chicle blood in the fire and see the fire dance and freaking walk off into the woods? If you've seen that, brother, if you've done that, call me. We can talk. And if you're not, then let's not pretend. Okay, let's keep this gangster. Let's keep this real. See, I'm from the hood. And in the hood, you don't be faking the hood. See, in prison, there's real dudes in prison. Nobody's faking the prison. If you can't fight, you stay over there in the prison. And if you can fight, you go in front of the line. If you can fight, you get the best spot in the rec yard. It's crazy. In prison, everybody knows their place. Nobody gets out of line. Because in prison, if you get out of line, you get thumped. And it's cost you your life. Cross the wrong dude if you want to. See, out here in the real world, you mess up, you just get this tap on the wrist. And you go back to playing. If you don't know your payoff, you are in trouble. Now, Brother Will, what do you mean by payoff? Everybody's payoff is different, just like everybody's personality is different, just like everybody's perception is different. Your payoff is the thing that curls your toes. Now, for me, I like nice things. Now, I'm not no gaudy nice things dude. I just like stuff that works. I will never buy a used car ever again. Because in my first marriage, I had used cars. My children was ashamed. I remember they used to hide in the seat when I used to go drop them off at school. Like, what y'all fools doing down there? Dad, we don't want our friends to see us. Say, what? Y'all? I didn't get it. I was all happy driving up because I had a car. Y'all don't know where I came from, man. Y'all don't know. Like, people don't understand my praise because they don't understand my pain. You don't understand where I came from, dog. You don't understand why I teach and talk the way that I do. So if you don't know your payoff, if you don't know the reason why you do what you're doing, if you don't understand what motivates me, if you mean to tell me, I was talking to my daughter this morning and said, Dad, I'm not motivated. I was like, I started laughing at her. This y'all day, if you don't get a grip on life, you're not motivated. Motivation comes from understanding where the hell you're going, which is number one. Number one is you know your, now remember, God for me means position. It means the word Christ. It means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So since I know I am in the office of a teacher, I'm in the office, again, of a researchologist. I'm in the office of a truthologist. So therefore, I'm willing to die today for the truth. I will hurt you if you try to deny me the right to go after truth. That's the only time me and you will have a problem. If you try to come to me with something that is a lie and point it off on me as the truth, you will see the real dude. Because I'm going to tell you, dude, that's what you got. Now, I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm going to say you have your right to believe whatever you want to believe, but that's not what I believe. I'm going to give you, we could agree to disagree, but if you come to me and say, Brother Will, you got to be a Muslim. If you're not a Muslim, dude, we're going to put you in a FEMA camp. Dude, first, I ain't going to no FEMA camp. So therefore, we're gonna knock it out right here. Either I'm going to whoop you or you're going to whoop me, but I'm not going to no FEMA camp. So I'm willing to die for what I believe, and it ain't Islam, and it ain't no religion. So therefore, since I know God, I'm willing to die to make sure that I stay with God. I'm willing to die for my frequency, my wave, and my vibration. Are you willing to die for yours? If not, then you're going to remain stuck. See, you only get unstuck. Stuck means you got a dog that don't hunt. Stuck means you got something or you are somewhere. So if there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that got all the money that you will ever need in your life, anybody, is there anybody that right now you are in a place of now, don't get me wrong, I understand contentment. People say, well, Brother Will, the scripture says, you know, godliness plus contentment is great gain, brother. Trust me, homie, I've been there, done that, got two T-shirts. Godliness means moral character. Contentment means not needing outside assistance. Contentment doesn't mean you're happy with what you got, brother. Please look it up. Contentment means you don't need no help getting what you want to get. Do I need any help from anybody? Hell no. I figured out a system that I on my own with the help of God. So the only system that I need was my position. And my position established and came and gave me a particular place. And in that place, there was a particular person waiting for me. Say, hey, glad you showed up for work today. I am the God over this position. And since you're in this position, again, here is your place. So the three P's is the person, the place, and the position. Do you have those three? If you do, you are not stuck. If you don't, you're stuck. Like Chuck. So stuck means that the amount of money that you want, you can't get. Stuck means that the health that you want, you can't have. It's outside of your scope. Stuck means the wisdom, relationship, whatever it is, that's what stuck means. Stuck means that you want something, but you can't get it. That's what stuck means. So to get unstuck, number one, you have to know your position. You have to know your place. You have to know the person, the three P's, the person, the place, and the position. Number two, you have to know your payoff. You have to know the thing that make your toe curl. Everybody's payoff is different. Your payoff is, again, the ultimate goal. My payoff is I got 200 people that pay me $5,000. That equals $1 million. That's my payoff. My payoff is when I'm 80 years old, I'm going to look exactly like I am right now. That's my payoff. My payoff is my goal. So I'm attached to the role that allows me to be 80 and still pop out babies, whatever that means to you. So when I'm 80, my goal is when I'm 80, I'm going to look exactly like I look like right now. That's my goal. So I'm doing things today to ensure that when I'm 80, I still look like I'm 40. That's what I'm doing right now. What are you doing? So my goal is, again, I talk to my millionaire friends, and they say, hey, dog, this is how you do it. So I said, okay, I said my goal, 200 people. So that's what I'm doing. I am attached to the role that's going to allow me to achieve my goal. I'm not attached to the goal. I'm attached to the role. I'm attached to doing things, not talking about it, not reading it in no book. I'm doing it. Every day I get up and I do things that take me in the direction of my goal. That's my payoff. Doing things that take me to my payoff. Not sitting there visualizing my payoff. Not saying no damn mantras. Not singing no kumbayas. Not holding. No, I get up and I do something that takes me in the direction of my goal every single day. Which leads me to number three. To get unstuck. Number one, know your purpose. Know your place. Know the person that put you in that place. Number two, know your payoff. Your motivated abilities payment. Everybody got a payment that motivates them to have ability. Your motivated abilities payment. That means that if I do something, I get paid. Right now, you're getting paid, but you're not motivated, so you ain't got no ability. Your ability comes from your motivation. That's what I told my daughter this morning. My daughter said, Dad, I'm not motivated. I said, because you ain't got no payoff. See, the payoff you got, she's got a family, you know, she got a car, she got that, but that doesn't, why she ain't got no motivated? Because that payment that she's receiving for her effort is not what she wants. Now, she's not being honest with herself. No fault, no, Dad, you don't understand. I love, you know, no, you know, you don't. You're not motivated. So you did something, and in return for doing that, you got paid. And when you got your payment, you was like, so I got $200 for all of this work? You're not motivated to go back and work. Get another payoff. Now, most people are not honest with themselves. Most people are going to say, well, Brother Will, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Be honest with yourself, homie. That payoff you got, that carry, doesn't motivate you. Why? Because you ain't got no energy. You have no enthusiasm. You have no inspiration. You have no charisma. How I know? Been there, done that, got two T-shirts. So you gotta have a payoff that motivates you. Again, you gotta curl your toes. You gotta curdle your blood. If you don't, you might need to get another one or find the worth and the value in the one. Because maybe you got it, but you got the wrong perspective, which takes us back to what we talked about yesterday. Change your perspective. The grass is always greener on the other side. So you get your ass over there. So maybe you just take care of the grass you got. Maybe you cut that grass. That could be it. Number three, thoughts. The last three are easy. Takes me 30 seconds. To get unstuck, you got to reverse engineer the thing that got you stuck. So the reason that you're stuck is because you took actions and you got a result. You're like, so I worked all day for $10 an hour. Now, I know people who make, now, y'all seen the salary of athletes? I think they divided out. There was some dude, I can't remember who it was. His salary, like, let's say LeBron James. Y'all know how much LeBron James makes an hour? It's some crazy number, like $300,000 an hour. And you working for how much an hour? How much again? You make how much, what was that? You say $15? 20? Oh, 25. Oh, you got a good job. You got a good job, brother. You got a good job, sister. You're making $40 an hour. Praise Jehovah. Come on, homie. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to belittle nobody. I'm talking to myself, too. Remember, this is my message. I just invited you along to listen. So whatever amount of money you are making, your spirit knows you disrespecting yourself every time you go to that job. Why? Because you are exceedingly, the Father wants to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think, but you're not asking and you're not thinking. Number three, think. Come on, man. Think more highly of yourself. You're worth way more. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. But, Brother Will, I'm just happy, you know, I'm a sanitation engineer. No, Negro, you're a janitor. No, brother, I read the job title. I'm a sanitation engineer. Oh, okay. Now, people listen to me and they say, well, Brother Will, that sounds very, you know, arrogant and cocky, like you don't think, you know, people should do. No, remember where I started. Remember where I started. No running water, no indoor plumbing, no electricity. We had an outhouse, which was a freaking hole in the ground with a freaking wooden box around it. Did you grow up with that? Okay, if you didn't, then me and you ain't on the same page. You don't understand my resolve. See, I came. You think I'm going to go back? Come on, man. I put a bullet in everybody's head that try to prevent me from, try to make me go back there. I'll never go back there. Never. Because I understand my worth and my value now. I grew up in a house with no running water. We had to walk to the white man's house, ask him, sir, please, can we have some water? Yeah, boy, go out in the back, get some water. And we, me and my brothers, packed water every freaking day. We didn't have no, we used candles and kerosene lamps. And I'm not talking about, I'm old, but I ain't that old. I'm not talking about in the 20s. I'm not talking about in the 30s. I'm not talking about in the 40s, in 1940, 1950, 19, I'm talking about in the 70s. So it wasn't that long ago. Now that was old, but it ain't that old. So what am I saying? Thoughts. So what are my thoughts? Well, my thoughts are like his thoughts. So whatever God thinks of me, I think of myself. How do we know what God thinks? Well, I have a book called Dare to Be You. Everybody who listens to this show, you already got it because y'all been rolling with me for a long time. Anybody that don't have my book, Dare to Be You, hey, I give it to you. That book sells for like, it's what, 10, 15 bucks. I give it to you for $5 today. Just email me, Doc. I need your book, Dare to Be You. Why? I got a whole chapter now on page 33. Why? Because I put it there because I can remember it. Because I'm Master Teacher 33. So I know anytime I have a bad day, anytime the devil is whooping my aspirators, I go to page 33 of my book, Dare to Be You, and I read what God says about me. And then my thoughts change to his thoughts. And then I become like him. And then I feel. See, my thoughts establish my feelings. And my feelings establish my actions. See, right now your actions are establishing your feelings. And your feelings are controlling your thoughts. So right now you are emotional. So you have an emotional day. You know what I'm saying? The check didn't come in. It's supposed to come today. And you know, emotional right now. Well, shouldn't care whether the check come in because you are the check. So anytime you need more money, you just create it out of thin air. How you do that, bro? Same thing I'm going to do. What do? I schedule a show. So I'm getting ready to do a new series about the fire guard and break down and tell you how you got fire in your bones, fire in your blood, and how to activate that fire, how to ignition or ignite the fire in your blood. That's why I did the blood guard series first. Then I'm doing the fire guard series second. Then we're going to talk about the light guard third. And last, we're going to end up talking about the plasma guard. And we're going to break all this down, and I'm going to show you that each one of these gods represents one of the elements that's inside of your body. So I'm going to prove to you biologically that you are these gods all in one. You don't know who you are, so I got to show you. So I'm going to prove to you that you are the carbon god. You're the hydrogen god. You're the oxygen god. You're the nitrogen god. You're the phosphate. Because every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, according to science, you're made up of carbon. You're made up of hydrogen. You're made up of oxygen. You're made up of nitrogen. And you're made up of phosphate, but you don't know what the hell it is. So if you don't know what it is, you don't know what you are. But I do. That's why I get paid, and I get paid damn good. Because I know who I am, because I used to didn't know. And the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me I was a sinner, and I was worthless, and I was going to hell. And I believed him. And I walked around and carried myself like a freaking peasant. But I don't do that no more, brother. And I don't do that no more, sister, because I know who the hell I am. Because I got a freaking brain and it works. And I use my thoughts. And my thoughts create my freaking feelings. And my feelings can control my actions. So I look the devil in the eye every day. And I tell him, get thee behind me, Satan, for this is written. You should not tempt the Lord thy God. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I don't play with ruling dispositions. My weapons of my warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Why? Because I understand I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You're not my enemy. My anger is not directed towards you, even though you're probably sensing it, you're probably feeling it, and you may be getting a little upset. But you're not my enemy. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I wrestle against principalities and wickedness and demons in high places. That's who I'm talking to. That's who I'm addressing. And when you understand who you are, when you understand whose you are, when you truly get the gnosis that you are an ambassador of Christ, then you understand the word Christ. And you know that there is a gap And the enemy want to make sure that you don't close it. That gap, you need help to close it. That help, you need to receive assistance. You need to borrow something. What you need to borrow is the office or the mantle or the anointing of God. When you get that anointing, when you get that ointment, when you get that oil and you smear it on your forehead, you become consecrated or set aside. And the land is now flowing with milk and honey. Biologically, it's called colostrum. It looks just like milk and honey. And it's released by the pituitary gland and the pineal gland. And when that happens, you become christened. And that is the loan. God is going to loan you this. It's for a purpose. That's the help that allows you to cross the gap to be one with the Father. But there is a cherubim, which is your cerebellum, that has a sword, that's a flaming sword, that is preventing you from crossing what's called the synapsis gap in your brain. You can't cross that. Right now, the electrical current can't cross the synapsis gap. And the only way is to build a neural net that I'm going to explain to you how to do in the next series called Fire. If you ain't got no fire in you, you don't produce enough electricity in you, you can't cross the, again, great divide in you, so therefore you stay stuck. You cannot get unstuck unless your carbon is ignited by phosphate or phosphorus. Without that, without the elements. See, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God put carbon in you. He put hydrogen in you. He put oxygen in you. He put nitrogen in you. He put phosphate in you for a specific purpose. And if you don't know what that purpose is, if you do not, if you ain't take my Blood God series, and if you didn't take the Carbon 7 series, and if you don't take the Fire God series, and if you don't take the Light God series, and if you don't take the Plasma God series, you're going to stay stuck. Because what's coming down the pipe, they unleashing a baton over in Switzerland right now. You don't know who that is, you might want to look it up. That's why you think they got the super collider? They got YouTube videos of entities coming out of a hole. Right now, just go to YouTube and type in super collider, just type in Project CERN. Look at it for yourself. Don't believe me. Go to YouTube and type in Project CERN. Type in Dance of Shiva. Why are scientists doing a cultural ritual dance in front of a freaking big mechanical device? Man, this is not a dream. You're not in Kansas anymore. This is real. And unless you have something to offset that, good luck with that. We're going to remain stuck. So, brothers and sisters, again, the 10 things, number one, change your perspective. Number two, know your intention. Number three, pray without ceasing. Number four, create your own environment. Number five, know your strengths. Number six, which is number one of what we talked about today. Number six is know your position. I called your God self, your diakonia. That was six. Number seven, know your payoff. Why are you doing what you're doing? Number eight, control your thoughts, because your thoughts create number nine, your feelings, and your feelings result in number 10, massive action. Those are the 10 steps to getting unstuck and taking massive action. Brothers and sisters, again, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Early registration is right now. You can take advantage of the series that I'm getting ready to do, Fire God, for only $49 if you register before July the 29th. After that, it goes to $99. From July the 29th until August the 1st. Then after August the 1st, it goes to $199. So you can get in on the series for $49 if you pay for it before. Simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, make the $49 donation before the 29th. After the 29th, it's $99. After the 1st, it's $199. So just get in where you're comfortable at. But sister, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
God bless you. Because now everybody is shell shocked. They had Trump. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to some so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers just worse than the niggas in the streets.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude. But I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of their pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Roderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the God in.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote, man. All I do is hold it down for the standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. I need to bring the Fetty home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Guess I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. I ain't stopping till I'm selling out the venue.
This be Jola, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah.
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.